And our news clip this week comes from Fox Business, where Liz Claman is returning to her Ohio roots to look at the Focus Fund.
Ohio is also a state that is absolutely dying for your business, so much so that we've got a guy who will give you $500,000 to start your dream business. Ray Leach, the CEO of Jumpstart, is a company. You're a fund, right? Helping to help entrepreneurs and business owners get their businesses off the ground, but in Ohio, right, Ray?
Absolutely. So Jumpstart's worked with 1,000 entrepreneurs inside Ohio, and now we have a fund that's also attracting entrepreneurs from across the country.
Well, how do you get over people saying, well, wait, the river caught on fire in the 70s? I'm kidding.
Oh.
You know, I lived in Ohio, so I know about the Cuyahoga River.
Right.
I love Cleveland. I lived in Columbus, too. But make the pitch right now on how you've managed to get how many startups now to come to Ohio and put their stakes in the ground?
Well, Ohio First is a place of incredible innovation. You know, of course, there's Thomas Edison 100 plus years ago, but today there's thousands of entrepreneurs in Ohio that are growing new businesses. In fact, over the last 10 years, startups in Ohio have attracted over $3 billion of venture capital, much of which is coming from the coast. So Ohio is a great place to start a new company, very low cost of living and very, very talented people here.
Ray, what do people have to do to get the $500,000 of your money to seed their big idea?
So you're talking a little bit about this brand new fund. It's called the Focus Fund, which we just announced a few months ago. And this is a fund that's investing in women and minority-led tech companies that are both in Ohio as well as companies located all across Ohio. So all they need to do is come to our website, jumpstartinc.org, fill out a form, and we'll engage with them. So we're looking for 20 great young tech companies, both in Ohio, but also open to ones outside Ohio, to start their companies here in the Buckeye State.
So, incentives to start businesses in states where it may not be normally happening.
Well, that's not a bad idea. And a lot of states are more aggressive than others. We see that a lot. And you see this big battles for, I've seen it in North Carolina where I am. And you are, where some of the auto plants have looked at North Carolina and South Carolina. And South Carolina has been beating North Carolina's tail lately on that because they've offered more benefits and incentives to the companies coming in. Now, the taxpayers many times don't like these incentives because they say it's coming out of our pocket to pay for this company to come here. But that's a short-sighted view because when you think about it, if a company sets up operation in your state, and let's say it's a nice company, and they have some high-paid employees there coming in, well, the state's going to make a lot of tax revenue on that, income tax-wise. And you're also – there people are going to buy houses and spend money there, so the state's going to generate revenue. So there's goods and bads on both sides. I don't like seeing these sports teams with these gigantic stadiums. I hate seeing the taxpayer footing the bill for the stadium, and then the team leaves 10 years from now, right? So it's a fine line. It's a heads and tails. It's good, bad, and ugly, but some states are a lot more aggressive than others, and some states benefit more than others to have the companies come in.
Now, $500,000 to be provided to these small startup tech companies, small businesses are a great thing to have coming into a state because a big business has less of a stake once they set down somewhere.
Yeah, but the big business a lot of times have a lot more higher paid employees, too. Mm-hmm. The small businesses are just starting out. It's good and bad, ugly. I mean, it's good to have businesses. Most of America's made up now of small businesses, by the way.
Exactly.
I mean, about 85% of the businesses are small by definition, and it's a small businessman that gets punished the most in taxes and regulations because small businesses don't have the multi-million dollar budgets to pay for attorneys to battle all the stupid regulations out there. So it's a catch-22. Do you want the businesses or not? A lot of times the government acts like your worst enemy of the businesses.
Which is why it's nice that there are companies like this Jumpstart who have these funds out there.
Yeah, one of the smartest things you can do as a small business owner is to fund your own pension because a lot of times your employees, you're so busy paying your employees and paying the bills, you forget to fund your pension. And folks, if you have one, if you're a small business owner, make sure it's in the right place. And that's why we have our team of local financial coaches ready, willing, and able to help you as a radio listener. No cost or obligation. If you call our national guideline right now, you can get in touch with one of your local coaches to help you map out that perfect plan for the situation you're in.
The number is 800-604-1099. Again, that's 800-604-1099 to get in touch with your local financial coach. Sit down and make sure that you're on the right path moving forward. Whether you're in Ohio or any other state, we want to make sure that you're on the best path moving into your retirement. We're looking out for you here on the Financial Safari.
Coach Pete DeRuda doles out financial advice. Just go to financialsafari.com for vital information and to see his recent appearances on the Fox Business Channel. That's financialsafari.com.
This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week's tip is knowing your strategy. And what that means is when you're a landlord or a rental property owner, you need to know whether or not you're going for cash flow or appreciation. And here's why. Cash flow properties are typically in blue collar neighborhoods. This means that you're not in a gated community. You're in a working class neighborhood where house prices are cheaper. Rent as a portion of purchase price is higher, but you're not going to gain appreciation on these properties. In contrast, those properties in which you are looking for appreciation, you will get in higher class neighborhoods, perhaps gated communities, but as a percentage of that value of the house, you're getting less rent. So you really need to know which of these strategies you're going after. There are pros and cons to each, but remember, cash flow is different than appreciation. You need to choose one. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week, because power equals profits.